From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonzo reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye asked Parliament to decide how and when she can give up power over an influence-peddling scandal, taking the country's political crisis deeper into uncharted terrain. The Democratic Party rejected Park's offer, calling it a ploy to escape being impeached, and said it would continue efforts to bring an impeachment motion in Parliament, which they have sought to do so as soon as Friday. Park's approval ratings have plummeted, and protesters have called for her removal from office over corruption allegations. Colombian officials say there were only 5 survivors out of 81 passengers on a chartered aircraft carrying a Brazilian division soccer team that crashed on its way to Medellin's international airport. Aviation authorities said the aircraft, a short-haul plane operated by a Bolivian charter airline, declared an emergency at 10 Monday evening due to an electrical failure. Authorities and rescuers were immediately activated, but an Air Force helicopter had to turn back due to low visibility. Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in rebel-held areas. Reclaiming all of Aleppo would be a big step forward for the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The Mosul battle in Iraq has seen a new, increasingly used weaponized drones. Western governments fear that this could lead to a new type of attack at home. This is VOA News. Qatar and France promised more than $1 billion in financial support for Tunisia at an investment conference Tuesday that's aimed at reviving the country's struggling economy. Nearly 6 years after its Arab Spring revolution, Tunisia hopes the meeting will help it confront challenges, including high unemployment, low growth, and a tourism sector hammered by jihadist attacks. The two-day Tunisia 2020 conference aims to put the North African nation back on the investment map of the Mediterranean, according to officials. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21 gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday after a long illness. A Somali student at Ohio State University drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians Monday and then got out and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. 11 people were wounded. This student was caught up in the confusion over the incident.
I was walking to the library before class, and I was walking down 15th, and the first alert didn't really say anything. It just said, stay safe, run, stay, hide. And then a couple minutes later, we got a report that there was an active shooter on campus.
The attacker is identified as Abdul Razak Ali Artan. He was shot and killed by police, who consider the incident a terrorist attack. Artan was a student at the school. He was about 20 years old. The Obama administration has expanded its authority to attack the Somali militant group al-Shabaab. Citing senior U.S. officials, the New York Times reported Monday the administration had declared the al-Qaeda-linked militant group to be an acceptable target in the war on terrorism. The U.N. said Tuesday that its food agency had postponed the start date for a controversial post handed to the former Peruvian first lady who's facing money laundering charges at home. The U.N. Food and Agriculture Organization postponed the assumption of functions by Ms. Nadine Nereida Alarcón as director of the FAO liaison office in Geneva. Tajikistan has revoked the accreditation of 6 radio journalists working for the U.S. government-funded broadcaster Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.